characteristics. You know, it's such a strong belief. So here is the proportional reductions produced in those trials of chemo versus no chemo. Top is ER negative. That is ER positive. You can see the proportional risk reduction is the same. The white square is ER untested. And then, well, they said, oh, well, we can subdivide the ER positive. We can find some group of ER positive where treatment doesn't work. It was so certain, and they kept on trying. This caused incredible ill feeling among the trials, the fact that it never came out like that. They just felt that we were fiddling the data somehow. But the data, so this is chemo plus endocrine treatment versus endocrine treatment only. So in the presence of endocrine treatment, chemo still adds. If we take ER 10 to 99, so moderately ER positive or strongly ER positive, well, the relative risk seems to be the same. Under 55, over 55, a belief that it works in the younger and not the older. Well, no, there's no difference. ER plus poorly differentiated, ER plus moderately or well differentiated. You see, these things were thought very strongly to determine, to help you to identify groups of ER plus patients who wouldn't benefit from treatment. Obviously, low risk means low benefit. You don't get, you know, if you produce, say, it's about a reduction of about a quarter in the risk. Well, if you've got a low risk anyway, then reduction of a quarter in a low risk and a reduction of a quarter in a big risk are different, and the reduction of a quarter in a big risk matters more. But there was such strong belief, first the ER status, and then the ER status plus some of these characteristics would determine responsiveness to chemotherapy. And it's been quite extraordinary how passionately this was believed. It nearly derailed the entire collaboration, the fact that the collaboration didn't come up with the answers that were expected.